All right, folks, welcome back to another edition of the Realist Report. This is your host, John Friend. Today is Sunday, August 30th, 2020. Of course, my website is therealistreport.com, where you will find an extensive archive of these podcasts, as well as other radio programs I've participated in. You will also find all of my blog posts and articles, a contact page, my Twitter feed, which is embedded in the right-hand sidebar of the website, and many other useful and important links. I am a regular reporter for American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, and I also contribute to the Barnes Review, the bi-monthly revisionist history magazine. Please do subscribe to these fine print publications if you do not already. Check out AmericanFreePress.net and BarnesReview.org for all the details. All right, with that said, let me introduce our special guest today. Tony from Chicago is joining us for the first time. Tony is a longtime listener of the program who recently established an interesting website focusing on the COVID-19 hoax and vaccines. The website is vaccinehoax.com. Tony, welcome to the program, sir. How are you?
Great to be on here, and thanks for setting up this show. It's very important what's going on in this country right now, and some things need to be said about it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, to get started, can you kind of just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe how you came about, you know, establishing the website?
Okay, I think you know I'm a familiar voice on you know, alternative media talk shows, especially RBN, Renegade Tribune Radio, and you know, Fetzer when he was on his old number. Anyway, people know my voice. Very outspoken. I'm very opinionated, and I don't hold back. And I've been involved in politics for decades. I'm pushing 60 years old, and I've been involved in politics for decades. And you know, right wing causes. Been to a number of demonstrations. Been protesting different issues, specifically, you know, immigration and so forth for decades now. And this latest venture, it's a I ran into this through my relationship with Pastor Eli James of Eurofolkradio.com, and this site is, you know, one of the sites in the family of sites that you know, that he puts out. And he came to me in June and said, you know, that we got big problems in the country here with this COVID hoax that, you know, let's face it, it's not what it's been, you know, reported to be. And, you know, we agreed, and he said, I really don't have the time to do this on my own. He's a busy guy, and, you know, he's busy with Eurofolk Radio on top of his own personal life. And he asked me to come on board and to run this because he saw the work that I did for Arthur Jones, who ran for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District here a number of times over the years. You had him on as you recall, John, you had him on your show in 2018 cycle. So anyway, I ran Art Jones' website in that 2020 campaign, and Eli liked the job I did, and so that's how this whole thing came about. And personally, I wasn't at first. I wasn't too excited about this, but you know, as I In the month of June, as I saw the, you know, so-called second wave, you know, developing and actually happening, I said, hey, man, you know, this thing is not going away. Okay. This is not going away. And, you know, I had a few months off from the Art Jones campaign, even though I had been downtown Chicago protesting with some of the more mainstream groups, okay, that were protesting the lockdown. So Eli was at those also. But I had my rest, and I think someone's going to have to pick up the ball and get out there and do something about this, because what's happening, it's not good. there's an agenda at hand, and it appears to be the end game of the New World Order. And, you know, that's my opinion, and a lot of the people hold the same opinion. It's everything that we had been talking about for decades. It's coming true right in front of our eyes, and the sense of urgency, you know, it hit me. And, you know, George Floyd had the George Floyd hoax had a big part to do, you know, to do with that. So I took this on, and we've been working pretty hard on this for the last 3 months, and we've been making some headway. There's
Good,
no
yeah.
doubt about it.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It really is shaping up to be the end game of the New World Order. There's no doubt about that. It's, you know, when it first broke out in, you know, late February, early March, you know, it was like, okay, let's see what's going to happen with this. But here we are 6-7 months later, and it's, you know, they're just doubling down and continuing to promote this fear-mongering and this idea that there really is this deadly pandemic. It's totally political. It's totally politically manufactured. I think a big part of it is to just undermine the country and to just destabilize the country in general with this election coming up. And it was interesting today. I went on Twitter, and there's reports out. I'm looking at an article right now from the Gateway Pundit. There's a number of other websites that have reported on it as well, that the CDC like updated their numbers, and apparently only 6% of the deaths that they attribute to COVID-19 were solely because of COVID-19. The other 94%, the people had two or three other serious illnesses. And the overwhelming majority were of, you know, advanced age, so it was mostly older people dying. And, you know, this sort of news, these sorts of statistics will not be reported on by the mainstream media. And this is something most people that are sort of, you know, familiar with what's going on and kind of aware of the scam of COVID-19 have known about. But it's just kind of stunning seeing this, like, you know, officially be made known by the CDC itself.
Yeah, what's so amazing about this, and so stunning about this, and a matter of fact, I'm looking at an article from believe it or not, it's actually hit the mainstream media in Chicago, WGN Channel 9, okay, which is one of the main stations in the city, and it's entitled "New CDC Report Shows 94% of COVID-19 Deaths in U.S. Had Contributing Conditions." Now, let's face it. Throughout this whole, you know, fiasco, we've all known this, okay. I mean, this has been widely reported in alternative media that most of these people that are dying, you know, have had two to three serious illnesses. So this is no secret. But what's so amazing about this is that the CDC, in my mind, is admitting their own hoax. Because the CDC has been, you know, one of the organizations that has been driving this.
Yeah,
this entire,
exactly.
You know, this entire hoax. And what's so stunning about this is that they've come clean and they've come out and admitted exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Now, the question is, is this going to go anywhere? Okay. And the pessimist that I am, and let's face it, I do because of the activism that I've been, you know, participating in the last 3 months, gives me a good idea of, you know, of the pulse out there of the public, okay? And not to change the subject here, I'll get right back to this, but I just want to explain, you know, to the folks out there what we've been doing in Chicago is that we've been out during rush hour traffic with large 8x4 foot signs that are posted on vaccinehoax.com, okay, at major intersections, you know, in the southern suburbs of the metropolitan area, okay, off of tollways and interstates, and you know we know the busy corners, and we have thousands of automobiles and trucks passing us. In a matter of 2 hours, we go out 4 to 6 p.m. Okay, so I mean we're really out there. And I wish we were making a bigger impact, but, you know, people are starting to recognize us, and they're seeing us two times, they're seeing us three times. So I all different regions of the country have, you know, the residents, I assume, have a different pulse on this or slightly different, but I have a good idea what's going out there, at least in this area. And it's amazing to me that they have in effect, they've come clean, but I hate to say it. My opinion is I don't think it's going to matter. because they could put it out there in the mainstream media, and it remains to be seen how much play this gets, because this is a smoking gun. Don't you agree, John?
Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly. The numbers have been manipulated from the beginning. I mean, there was reports of, you know, people dying from any number of causes, and yet they would test positive for COVID-19, and of course they would blame it on COVID-19. And even a lot of these quote-unquote public health experts have admitted as much, that they've admitted that that's exactly what they've been doing with the, to, you know, to basically bolster the numbers. I mean, I remember Deborah, what was her name? Deborah Bricks or Burks? Deborah Burks. She basically admitted that in a press conference, you know, a few months ago, that that was how they recorded the COVID deaths, is if you tested positive for COVID and you died of COVID-19, even if it was, you know, a minor factor in your overall death or whatever. And, you know, I don't even know what to make of the actual disease itself. I mean, there's some people saying that it's not even real. There's others saying it's basically just a mild flu. Others say that it's more serious than that. I don't know. All I know is that I don't know anybody that's been sick, really. You know, I do know a few people who have, like, extended family members that have apparently tested positive for it, but even they haven't really been that sick, it sounds like. So the whole thing just seems to be totally manufactured by the media and by the government to push this very tyrannical agenda. Now we're seeing, you know, the face mask situation is, like, totally out of control now. Although lately, I have to admit, I've been going in and out of stores without wearing one, and most people don't even say anything to me anymore. I think everybody's kind of sick and tired of it, you know? And you still do see a lot of people out there, you know, willingly wearing it. You have a video on your site that I remember seeing this. It was a couple younger girls being interviewed, and they were like, "Yeah, we'll wear the mask for forever," basically, you know, like people really just go along with this stuff. And you see people walking around, like, on the sidewalk by themselves in the fresh air, and they're still wearing the stupid mask, or they're driving in their car alone wearing the mask. So, you know, there's a certain segment of the population that's just going to mindlessly go along with this nonsense.
Yeah, you know, you took the words out of my mouth. Okay, on vaccinehope.com, towards the top of the page, we have a video. It says Illinois Health Director, along with 666 Cobblest, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, agree that COVID-19 is a 666 New World Order hoax. And what this is that the health director of Illinois comes out and it says exactly what you just, repeated, John, that they're sticking COVID. You know, and this is widely, it's been, you know, widely reported over the months. They're sticking COVID on all kinds of other, you know, people that, on people, on all kinds of people that die of other diseases.
Yeah.
As long as that test, you know, says they have COVID, and as we all know, and we're going to be getting into this later in the podcast here, that the test is a total fraud too. Okay, so, you know, there's been a number of, you know, state health officials that have straight out come and admitted this. And now we have the CDC, you know, which is a comp, you know, which is, you know, running the whole thing from the top. Okay, all these state health officials, they're getting their cue from the CDC. And let's face it, they haven't hidden this since day one. As we all remember, this whole thing started with Bill Gates on TV, and all you would hear is him, and then you would hear CDC. Most people didn't even know what the CDC was. They thought, I thought like a lot of people thought, it was a federal agency. It's not. It's a private organization, advocacy organization. And then we also have the World Health Organization, which I assume is an offshoot of the UN. I mean, so, you know, these state health directors are getting their cues from these two, you know, privately owned, agencies that are running this thing. And here, if you watch the video, the Illinois health director is saying exactly that. Okay, so they're admitting that they're lying about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And as you were explaining about the video that we have, that's in Texas, and that's an Alex Jones video, that Mexican girl that is working for him. You know, she was going down there, and all these people were saying we're gonna wear it forever. And you know what I've been sensing out there, and I think as a lot of people have been sensing all over the country from their experiences, is some of these people have just gotten into this groove, this plandemic hoax groove, and they're comfortable with it. Okay, their mind is geared along these lines. They're not questioning it, and they're of the mindset that this is going to last forever. This is their new way of life, and I hate to say it, they've accepted the new normal. I sure haven't. I know you haven't, and I assume most of the people that listen, you know, your listeners are never going to accept this thing, but unfortunately, okay, a lot of people have accepted this, and that gets exactly back to the question is, you know, what is going to be the impact of this bombshell report that just came out today? Okay, Channel 9 had it up at 1:54 p.m. Central, you know, daylight time. So, I mean, this thing just hit today on a Sunday, and this is a slow news day. So it's probably not going to have any impact unless the cowards in the Republican, you know, the cowardly, vacillating, you know, criminals in the Republican Party pick up on this.
What I'd like to see happen, President Trump needs to say something. I mean, of course, he probably won't. He seems to be going along with this and promoting the whole idea that everybody's got to get a vaccine, right? Another topic we'll get into in a few minutes. But, yeah, people got to make a big deal about this, and it has to be people in positions of power and influence. You know, like President Trump. I mean, he could easily bring this up and say, look, what are we doing? You know, we're exaggerating this, and this has got to stop. This has got to end.
Exactly. And we don't need a vaccine, and people don't need to have masks on in stores and at work and on the bus and this whole slave system that has been imposed on this nation. Okay?
What do you think is the agenda behind the mask? It's not even forced, it's mandates, right? They're not even like laws, they're just recommendations and guidance by these quote unquote experts that have basically taken over the government. What do you think is behind this push for, you know, everyone wearing masks all the time?
It's we have some articles up there on the site about it's an occult ritual. It's a New World Order occult ritual. It's something that, you know, conditions the sheeple into obeying. That's what it's all about. And it separates the sheeple from the dissidents like we are. And I mean, like I said, this type of discussion has been going on for the whole 6 months. This is nothing that the folks out there have not heard, but that's exactly what it is. It serves no purpose. The mask doesn't work. If this virus even exists, I mean, there's been just I don't know how many articles that if this virus is actually in the air, that it's so small that it will go through even that N95 mask. So
right,
the masks
right.
are totally worthless. It's an enslavement statement. It's something to enslave us by and to condition us by. And unfortunately, all too many people have accepted this. And that's one of the great things about what we're doing here in Chicago, and there's a group doing it up in Northern Illinois, and, you know, what we're trying to encourage people to start doing around the country, and that's, you know, that's one of the main thrusts behind this podcast, because, you know, this vaccinehoax.com is an activism site, okay? It was put up not just for people to get on and view videos and, you know, just to reinforce, you know, their opinions. It's for people to get on, look at what we're doing on an activism basis, and to get out there and repeat what we're doing here around the country. Okay, that's what this site is all about. We want to get people out on the streets, okay, protesting against this. And we feel that if we had, you know, we have a system that we can get, we're getting at literally tens of thousands of people a week. Just, you know, a few people going out like we do on these rush hours. And now we're covering both sides of the road, okay, because I picked up a guy this week, okay. And I've counted the cars. I've counted the stoplight cycles, okay. And we always go near a stoplight. Because then, you know, we'll try to go about 100 feet on the other side of the stoplight in each direction, if we can, if that's possible. Okay, and I've counted this out. And some of these corners, I'm estimating, it's a good estimate, it's very accurate, it's 4,000 to 5,000 cars each way. So you have two guys, we have 8x4-foot signs with heavy-duty statements on them about this hoax. Okay, you can reach 4 to 5,000. That's 8 to 10,000 in 2 hours. And so, I mean, you know, this is what we're trying to get people to do around the country. Okay, to make these people sweat that are imposing this tyranny on this. And let's make no mistake about it. This is a long planned tyranny. It's been a long time in the making. Okay, planning probably started over 100 years ago, at the what was it the 1896, you know, a Zionist conference in Basel, Switzerland, okay? And then, you know, that led to the Federal Reserve, and you go to history, and this is the end game of the New World Order, okay? They've been getting away with this way too easily. This is a small group of people imposing this tyranny on us, and that's the point of vaccinehoax.com, is to get people out there in enough numbers where we reach enough people with our matches that these people start to sweat. And right now they're not sweating, okay, because people are laying down to their agenda. Okay?
Yeah.
And if it continues to happen the way it's going, we're going to be in big trouble. We're not going to be living in a free nation for very long. It's that simple.
Yeah, and I'm looking at one of the signs that you have here on the website. COVID-19 hoax, vaccine will alter DNA, chip you, kill 50 million of you. And then you got the website at the bottom, vaccinehoax.com. So these are the types of signs that you guys are holding up at these major intersections?
Yes, okay. And like I said, that's 8 by 4 feet. Now, the 50 million, okay, that comes from the first video. Okay, towards the top of the site, that's Dr. Judy Mikovits. Okay, that's the lady that Fauci. That's, you know, one of the head the top guys in this hoax, as we all know. He was used to be on TV all the time, you know, standing behind Trump and Pence, et cetera. Okay, this is one of the main thrusts of the site, see, because we want people to see the sign, go to the site, and get shocked. Because she says that there's over, if you watch this video, it's only a very powerful video. It's 2 minutes and like 39 seconds. She simply states, and this lady knows what she's doing, okay? She's been in vaccines for decades, and she worked under Fauci. I think, what did she get, 5 years in prison, or was it 5 years in probation? But she had a SWAT team at her home because of him, because she didn't want to hand some papers over to him. So this lady knows the industry in and out. She knows vaccines, and she knows the tyrants, okay, that are imposing this on us personally. And she just simply states that they're rushing 100 vaccines through the regulatory process, that there is going to be contaminants in these vaccines, and that people that have had prior vaccines, okay, and because of a contaminated blood supply due to vaccines and everything else, that she states that 50 million people could or may die immediately from the first dose. Okay.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of problems with pretty much every single vaccine. You know, some people just have very bad reactions to them, and it's a totally unnatural, unnecessary thing to even put in your body in the first place. You know, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't even work correctly, and in many cases it has very serious side effects that impact people for life.
No doubt. Look at, Do we know that 50 million Americans are going to die from the first dose of these, you know, whichever of this 100 gets approved? And, you know, from the news this week, I saw the articles today. I'm not going to reference them right now, but they're talking about approving these things before they even get through phase three. Okay, and I know a little bit about the drug, a very rough outline of the drug approval, you know, process and vaccine approval process through trading the stocks of these pharmaceutical companies. Okay, you have phase one, phase two, phase three. Then it goes to they have an FDA hearing. Okay, where they get everybody together and they get some of the people that had, you know, taken these drugs and vaccines that, you know, that was tested on, and they have a hearing on this thing. Then it goes after that, Okay, then they take the transcript and they go to the FDA, the committee, and they decide whether, you know, they're going to allow this thing to be approved or not, or whether they want to send it back to them for further work. Okay, so they're rushing these things through. But see, the reason for this video and the reason for that sign is that, let's face it, the mass of people out there that have accepted this, they've accepted this through fear. Okay, we all remember the first weeks of this pandemic hoax. The fear on the mass media was just incredible. Okay, how, oh man, your lungs are going to go, and it's just eating up lungs, and it went on and on and on. And people, they just scared people, you know, unbelievably in this country. So what we're trying to do through this video and through that sign is that the cheap masses were scared into this. We're going to try to scare them out of it. So that's the way it's now, and that's why that video is on the very top. We want to throw a monkey wrench in the New World Order Synagogue of Satan's vaccine program, and that's why that video is there. And like I said, it's a very, you know, that's a legitimate source that we're referencing there. This woman's no idiot.
Yeah,
I think
everybody's exactly
watched her.
Well, and it's weird. Like, I mean, even the mainstream will admit that most people that get COVID recover from it naturally. They, you know, it's basically a common cold type virus. And if it even is a virus, I don't even know about that. But basically, COVID is, it seems to be anyways, that most people that do get it either don't have symptoms, you know, they're asymptomatic, or they recover from it naturally. And yet, from the beginning, everybody, at least at the top, including President Trump, but of course people like Bill Gates, Fauci, and all these other public health experts, their number one thing has been promoting the idea that everybody needs to get a vaccine. And, I mean, Trump is even saying, look, we're going to use the military to help distribute the vaccine and make sure everybody gets it and this and that. So it's interesting. I mean, it's pretty clear that this whole vaccine agenda is probably the number one aspect of all of this. Like, they really are hoping that everybody will willingly go along with this and line up to take a vaccine. And sadly, I think most people will. Like, maybe not everybody, but there's certainly will be a big percentage of the population that will willingly go out there and get this vaccine because they're told it's going to save them from COVID.
And that's exactly the thrust behind this website and our activism program, is that we're trying to convince them not to take it, because we want them to get to the site and listen to Dr. Mikovits and to go through these articles and to learn the truth behind this, you know, what's going on, which is – more than likely, I'm not even going to – it's a hoax, okay? This is a fraud, okay? Now, you were saying that you were, you know, saying that, well, it's very well that this virus may not exist, period. Well, we have articles, you know, some pretty good proof that's the case, and a bombshell study came out last weekend. But here we have an article under the Pritzker article. Bombshell, no one has died from the coronavirus, says leading pathologist. Okay. And what this is a group of a Bulgarian virologist. Okay. It's a panel of them. And they're saying the same exact thing that this Dr. Kaufman, okay, that we have a number of articles on. He said from the very beginning that what this tests for, okay, is an exosome, whatever that is, which is, it's just a strand of RNA. It's just something that everybody has in their body. That this PCR test is a fraud. It doesn't even test for a virus. Okay, it tests for this exosome, or this strand of RNA that people naturally have in their body. And what happened last weekend, okay, is that someone did some DNA analysis on what this test, you know, triggers this test to be positive on, and it's proven it has the same DNA sequence as chromosome 8. And chromosome 8 is, you know, is that strand of RNA that everybody has in their body. So everybody has this according to this test. So the PCR test is proven to be a fraud, which, in other words, it's very possible this does not exist, period.
Yeah,
He's been
yeah.
this Andrew Kaufman, MD, has been saying this since day one. And another, oh yeah, under the Bulgarians are saying, this team of Bulgarians are saying the same thing. Now, you know, you're not going to hear that on mainstream media. You're going to hear that on alternative media, okay? And, you know, these guys are very reputable, okay? Let's face it. They're not Johnny-come-lately, you know, COVID experts. They're not white nationalists. Not that a white nationalist, you understand what I'm saying, couldn't be credible, but, you know, these are people that came out of the woodwork when this started, okay? Okay, they weren't activists, doctors, or, you know, professors, but they saw that there's something very wrong with this, what's going on, and they looked into it, and they have proven that this is a hoax, that this is a political program. And Dr. Andrew Kaufman has been saying this since day one of them, that, you know, COVID-19 does not exist, period. It's a political program, a world program by the New World Order for population control. Now, we also have a video on the site, Italian doctor warning about COVID vaccine. Okay, that's towards the bottom of the site. Okay, he's saying, and a matter of fact, some woman that stopped by to talk to us last week when we were out on the corner, okay, I had never heard of this, but I picked up on it and got this article up on the site. COVID-19 means Certificate of Identification of Vaccination with Artificial Intelligence. And the 19 is the year in which it was created. And so, in other words, this does not exist. And this whole scenario that's being played out in front of us over the last 6 months, it's being devised through AI. And it almost seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, there have been a number of dissident doctors that have come out and really kind of exposed this and exposed the agenda behind it. You mentioned the Bulgarian doctors. Also in Germany, there have been a number of public health experts and doctors in Germany that have come out, and they're very much against this whole entire agenda. They recognize how fraudulent it all is. And if I'm not mistaken, there was supposed to be a huge rally in Berlin. There have been previous rallies in Berlin and other German cities, I believe. But I think just this past weekend, there was supposed to be a big one. So there are people definitely sort of waking up to it. You've also got an interesting video here. I remember seeing this when it first came out, of the Tanzanian president over in Africa, who was basically exposing the whole COVID hoax and talking about how the test kits are fake. You know, and this is all like part of this global government, you know, World Health Organization agenda to basically take over the world and control everybody, and that's seems to be exactly what the agenda is. So you do
He sent them fruit juices.
Yeah.
And gave them names and pretended it was body fluids, and they all came back. Most of them came back positive. The fruit juice had COVID. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, it's incredible, John. That, you know, and I know you've been paying, you know, intimate attention to this. Okay, I remember right from the very beginning, you and I were going back a little bit on Twitter, okay, and I started out this whole thing on Twitter and then ended up getting kicked off Twitter. But just, you know, it's just amazing how long this has been going on. This has been going on almost 6 months, okay. So, you know, they've been getting away with this, and it's very disheartening to see them get away with this for this, you know, length of time, because the longer they get away with this, the more the harder the agenda is going to come down on us. And make no mistake about it, they have a step-by-step planned agenda to come down on us, to come down on Europe and some of these other nations that they're imposing their will on. Now, but let's face it, although they're, you know, doing this in some of the Oriental countries, okay, it appears that they're concentrating this agenda on, you know, European type of countries, even though, let's face it, very few of our countries are European anymore, okay? You know, we're losing our percentage of population. But, yeah, this whole agenda seems to be aimed at the white European race, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, and what's sad is, like, as you mentioned, how so many people have gone along with it, and including, obviously, pretty much every single major politician, including President Trump. But also, like the churches, I mean, the churches have been shut down, at least in California. I don't know what it's like in Illinois and other parts of the country. But I know, like in New York, even, like all the churches were closed down. In California, they're still closed down. If they are open, you have to wear a mask, and it's very much regulated. And, you can't just show up and go to church. You have to wait. You have to do the sanitizer. You have to put your mask on. I mean, it totally has ruined everything. But, it's sad because these churches have gone along with it. A lot of them, anyways. There have been some that have stood up and challenged a lot of these, quote unquote, mandates. In court, there's a church out here in California that did. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. It's in the Los Angeles area, though. It's a pretty big church. But I'm looking at an article here from The Blaze. Evangelical leaders warn Christians not to politicize COVID, urge them to wear masks and get a vaccine when available. And it kind of highlights this organization. It's a group of, I think it's mostly evangelical, non-denominational type Christian churches and organizations that have come together and put out this proclamation. Look, we all need to basically go along with this COVID agenda and be a good Christian and don't ask any questions. And it's just sad seeing this. I mean, you'd think that these would be the types of people that would be in out, you know, in up in arms over this, shutting down their churches. What happened to the First Amendment, and being able to worship freely? It's insane.
Exactly, and the vaccine is the mark of the beast. The situation in Illinois is that 50 can attend a church service. Most churches are still closed. Some of them are holding, the 50 number service. Okay, there has been some lawsuits. They have lost. Okay, so this Pritzker, who, by the way, is a Jewish billionaire, he's of the Hyatt Hotel family. Okay, and the whole family together is worth about $30 billion. They were one of the two Jewish families that reportedly the Rothschilds sent Barack Obama over to mentor him to be president. And that was the Pritzker family and
They
the
bankrolled his
Crown.
camp. They bankrolled his camp. His whole
Oh yeah,
entire campaign, his operation from the beginning.
that's all confirmed. That's all confirmed. Okay. It wasn't exactly J.B. Pritzker himself, but it was one of his sisters or cousins. Okay. So, they're a member of the Rothschild, mob. And that's what it is. Let's face it. They're the head of the mob, and the Jewish billionaires around the world are their lieutenants. Okay. And this is a guy that's running the state. And like I said, the churches have totally caved in, which is so, in my mind, they've lost all credibility with me personally because, this is a group of people and they still could do this, but it's obviously they're not going to do this. Okay, this is the group of people that could have really put a challenge to this. Okay, that we don't care about the lawsuits. We don't care about your edicts. Okay, we're going to go to church and we're going to worship. Okay, and if all of them did it at one time all over the nation, they couldn't arrest them all.
Yeah,
And
I
let's
know.
face
It's
it, we
sad.
yeah. So, they've lost, the religious community has lost all credibility with me, I'm sorry, because they could have really put up a challenge, but they're going to cave. And like I said, this vaccine, if you go to the vaccine page of the site, and we also have the vaccine page, we also have, let's get into the site a little bit. We have the vaccine page, we have 666 Beast, okay, and that gets into the Mark of the Beast aspect of the vaccine. We have the COVID-19 hoax page. We have the Floyd Brown hoax page. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into that, but let's face it, that was a big part of this, as we all recall, when there was some protests going around taking place in the country. It seemed like it was catching speed. All of a sudden, they threw this one at us. Then we have the war on whites, and that's been a big part of this whole scenario, is that white people have been under the gun in this country. We've been being vilified through Black Lives Matter and Antifa, et cetera, which, the war on rights all started with the Floyd Brown hoax, even though it was going on long before this all, but, it really intensified.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Time out. Who is Floyd Brown?
What do you mean? Floyd Brown? The guy in Minneapolis.
George Floyd, I thought was his name.
George Floyd, I'm so sorry. Jeez, why do I have this? Yeah, George Floyd.
Okay,
We have
yeah,
to
I
change
was
that
like,
on this
wait, hold
site.
on, is this something else? Okay,
I
anyways, I'm
can't
sorry.
believe that. No, I'm glad. Okay, and now then we have the lockdown tyranny page. Then we have the UN Agenda 2030, and that's basically what's happening to us. They're implementing, UN Agenda 2021, which is turned into 2030. Okay, we have a number of videos on that, and as you will see, what's happening to us today jives exactly with that agenda. Okay, then we have the new page that we started this week, the New World Order page, and we're getting into the Rothschilds, which is the head of the international Jewish mafia, okay, that's imposing this on us. Then we have the activism page that we want people to go to, we just describe what we're doing and what people around the country should be doing and can be doing to oppose this. Okay, and then we have the articles and the podcast page. The podcast, our friend, we'll be putting this one on there, but it's mostly Pastor Eli James of EuroFolkRadio.com. So that basically, that sums up the site in a nutshell. But the main thrust of the site, even though all those are great pages, I mean, this is really has become an extensive website. There's very little, personal material from myself on here. What we're just doing is taking BitChute videos, Brighteon videos, almost no YouTube videos because there's nothing left on YouTube. We have Richie from Boston, but he got kicked off over the weekend. Okay, he's been big on this. And we're just taking articles. It's a potpourri of what's out there on the internet. We put it in one place, and we're encouraging people to make up our sample signs or their own signs with this URL on it. See, so what we're doing is we're providing a URL for the people that pass you by, because a lot of people will take pictures of you out there, okay, with the sign. Then they'll go to this site and they'll figure out what's happening to them. So, that's the plan. That's the plan. And
right.
we have figured out, we've done a little math. If we had And it just seems such a far-fetched idea, but when you consider there's 330 million people in this country or 320 million people in this country, it's a little more than half white, let's face it. But, this is not per se a racialist type of site, okay? Blacks or Mexicans, if they wanted to go out and do it in their community, they would be more than welcome to put my URL on it. Okay, I've had all races stop by and talk to me and say that yeah, I agree. This thing is a fraud. Okay, it's basically everybody against international worldwide Jewry who is behind this, and that's kind of the way it should be. It's really not such a white thing, even though, in my opinion, the white European race is being targeted by this. I think we're going to take the brunt of this agenda, but the
right.
other races, yeah, the other races are definitely going to be affected by this also. But okay, getting back to the math situation, we kind of had a rough estimate at 5,000 people, okay, 2,500 teams of two people, okay, did this at busy intersections, off of tollways and interstate highways, or even at shopping centers. Okay, if we had 25 teams of two doing this, okay, 20 days a week, okay, just during the weekdays, okay, a lot of people can't do it, then they got to do it on, they have to only can only do it on Saturday. But theoretically, if that 2 hours a day, 4 to 6, okay, in a matter of 2 months, 160 million cars would pass these signs. So, that's the power of what we have here. Now, to get there, and that's why I'm on this podcast, is try to convince people to get out there and do this plan we have, because this could really turn into something very powerful, and it could really present a major, major, okay, hindrance to these people and their agenda. Okay, if you could get a group of 5,000 people to go out, and you would have 160 million cars pass those signs, and it would happen, because we have it's happening to us, only on a smaller level. But the numbers are there.
Right.
And this would definitely this would definitely make these people think twice about continuing what they're doing, because they are afraid of a mass uprising against this, because they know what they're doing is uncomfortable to a lot of people.
Yeah, oh yeah, you see that. I mean, Bill Gates goes on TV or makes an Instagram post. I remember I can't remember exactly what it was, but he put something out on Instagram about vaccines, of course, and he's been saying from the get-go, everybody's got to get a vaccine. The whole world needs to get vaccinated from COVID-19. And all the replies are just, you know, basically trashing Bill Gates. So, I mean, there are a lot of people that don't go along with this. And it is a very, very, like, just in-your-face, over-the-top type tyrannical situation, right? I mean, where they're basically arguing that you should be forced to get a vaccine. In fact, there are certain doctors and public health experts. One in particular I saw recently, Dr. Michael Lederman, and guess what his ethnicity is. He wrote a whole op-ed with a couple of his colleagues at the university he works for, arguing that vaccines should be mandatory and there should be, you know, registries and people should be punished if they don't get the vaccine and fired and not allowed to attend university or you know, have gainful employment and stuff like that. So these people are making it crystal clear their very tyrannical agenda, right? It's not like a secret.
No, let's face it, you could see the influence of Jewry in this entire agenda. Okay, it's there. A lot of the front men, you know, are Gentiles, okay, even though, you know, Bill Gates is suspect that, you know, at times he definitely looks like he has some Jewish in him, some Jewish blood in him, and let's face it, do we even know that he's a man, okay?
I've seen him, he looks like
a tranny, he looks like a female, he looks like an old lady. As you know, he's changed through the years, and his so-called wife is obviously a man, okay? I mean, this is a group of freaks that is running this thing against us. Okay, this is not a group of people that we should really be fearing. Okay, because they are a group of weirdos and degenerates. Okay, and let's face it. If you go through this site, we have these. What we're trying to convey, we're naming these people, and we're naming who's behind us, okay? But the way we do this is we have these are not even cartoons. I don't know. They're like David Dees. You remember him? Rents plays used to give him a lot of play. David Dees, you know, collages, okay? And we have now on the front page. Here we go. This is the Corona hoax and lockdown is a major step forward for the satanic Jewish agenda that involves the total end of freedom and complete enslavement of mankind. And you have a picture of Jacob Rothschild with the Star David, and then you have Bill Gates, and then you have on the back of Jacob Rothschild's shoulder you have George Soros, you know, which is an agent of Rothschild.
Yeah.
And it says Bill Gates is just a puppet of the international Jewish central bankers like the Rothschilds. Okay, his job is to usher in vaccine technology that will give globalist Jewry total control over the Goyim. Okay, so you know, we have these type of pictures scattered throughout the site. And this is the beauty of this site, is that you are able to go out in public, okay, with our signs, which are not very controversial. I mean, you know, in a racial sense or, you know, as a religious sense, okay. But it brings people, okay, we have COVID-19 hoax, vaccine will alter DNA, chip you, kill 50 million of you, you know, www.vaccinehoax.com. Now, our latest sign, there's no pandemic. This has been a big success. There's no pandemic. With the hundreds of honks that we get off of this, just unbelievable. There's no pandemic. COVID-19 equals plandemic, scamdemic, hoax. www.vaccinehoax.com. Okay, so, you know, we bring people to the site through this message, you know, which they're really going wild on. There's no pandemic, because you know what? A lot of people know there's no pandemic. They don't know anybody that has this thing, let alone that has died from this thing. They are waking up to this. So, you know, I know the tone of this podcast has been, you know, fairly, let's face it, fairly negative, because, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of progress in opposing this thing. But when you've been out on the streets like we are out 5 to 6 days a week, and we've been out for the last 9 weeks, okay, we've seen the increase of people agreeing with us, okay? So people, a lot of people out there know that this thing is a fraud. But see, then we get them to the site, They're watching the videos that confirms this is a hoax, this is a fraud, and we tell them who's behind it, which is New World Order Jewry. And that, let's face it, that's who's behind us. This is about the New World Order. It's about Jewish control of the earth out of Jerusalem. That's what this is, okay? And this is the end game. This is, you know, it's crystal clear. So you are able to tell people that, yes, it's the Jews, but when you're out there with our signs, you're not saying that, and that makes it safe, relatively safe, to go out in public, okay? As opposed to, you know, a lot of white nationalist demonstrations, you know, over the years, you know, with all the cops and the fights and, you know, people getting arrested and all this garbage. Let's face it, has it really, you know, has it really accomplished anything over the years? No. Okay, so we're telling people that this is a hoax. They're coming to the site, they're watching the videos, and we're telling them who's behind it on the computer, but not out in public, and that's what makes it safe to go out and do what we're doing. And we haven't had a whole lot of problems with this. Okay, yeah, yes, you're gonna get you're gonna get people giving you the finger. You're gonna have people calling you, you know, an a-hole, or, you know, maybe worse than that, or idiot. A lot of people are so dumbed down these days, they don't even like looking at, you know, single white males out there, you know, protesting in a small group. For some reason, it upsets them. I don't know what it is, okay, but, you know, we've been having this summer just nonstop protests in Chicago. I couldn't even count them all. They were going on downtown this weekend. Okay.
The Black Lives Matter ones, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Lives Matter, defund the police. Okay. George Floyd, I got it right this time. And, man, I can't, you know, that has to be corrected on the site. How I had that on there, I don't know, all these weeks. Okay. But when you get into the page, you know, it's George Floyd all over the place. But that will be, it's been nonstop. Okay, and like I said, we've had downtown Chicago looted and trashed by black mobs of blacks, thousands of them, twice this summer. Okay, the first time there was over 100 fires and downtown was trashed. Okay, the shopping district. A few weeks ago, they went down there and just trashed it out. But you know, so that's why myself and some of my associates, we've been out there protesting with no apologies, because if these people can do it, we can do it with no apologies. But, you know, we're out in the suburbs, we're out in the white areas where, you know, it is relatively safe. We haven't had a whole lot of problems. We've had an egg thrown at the sign, and we've had a water bottle thrown at the sign. That was probably because of some of these Mexicans that out of all the racial groups that we've run into, it appears that the Mexican community are the ones that have been duped by this the most. And not all of them, but they seem to be the biggest mask wearers around. And, you know, I assume they're going heavy duty on Telemundo and Univision on this thing. So, you know, don't go to a Mexican neighborhood and do this.
Right. That's interesting. I guess I didn't realize that. Well, I think it's good. I mean, I think it's good what you guys are doing. I hope you guys are being safe out there and being smart, and I'm sure you are. And I think it's important. I mean, you know, I'll tell you this right now, man. Most people that I talk to, most people that I deal with and interact with, whether it's, you know, professionally or just, you know, I'm out and about or whatever, people are sick of this stuff, man. People are sick of the face masks. People are sick of just the whole lockdown situation, not being able to open up their businesses or just get back to normal, get back to like normal business operations or whatever. And so people are sort of seeing through it, but I don't think they recognize the deeper agenda, and they don't want to take the next step, I guess, and really start connecting all the dots. You know, that's what we got to get to.
That's where we come in, John. That's where vaccine hoax comes in, is that, you know, some motivated individuals on our side, we need to step up to the plate and get out there and rally the masses, okay, because they're not going to do it on their own. But, hey, let's face it, we need to be the fighters here, okay? Someone has to start to fight against this, and that's what this site is all about. Now, here we are on the front page. Here we go with another one of these. It's called neoncrusader.com. Okay, I'm not going to call it a cartoon, but we have a picture of Jacob Rogers. Rothschild with a yarmulke with the Star of David, and then we have Bill Gates in front of him. And it says, the Corona hoax plan. Okay, they're making everybody poor and stirring up lunatic levels of fear of viruses. They're locking everybody in their houses. They are collapsing the economy. They are going to create vaccines that everybody on Earth is expected to get. When the dollar and other currencies collapse, they will replace them with a new digital currency. They will implement UBI, which is, you know, universal income, to save people from poverty. They will implant people with computer chips that show they are vaccinated, plus serve as a credit card for the new digital currency. Everyone will be expected to be allowed to leave their houses and have money to buy things. If you don't get the chip, you will not get universal income, and thus will probably starve. Also, without the chip, you will not be able to attend any public events or go to any stores. A world government will come together to regulate this new economy and fight viruses. The world government will be centered in Jerusalem, and it will be. And we highlight the Israeli Supreme Court on a few of our pages. You know, with the green pyramid with the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. It's in the main rotunda of the Israeli Supreme Court building, which was paid for by the Rothschild family. Okay, so we're telling people the agenda and who's behind it. But see, we get them in, which is, you understand what I'm saying, how we're running this? We get them to the site with just a few, you know, hardcore messages. Okay, about the 50 million dead on the vaccine. And a lot of people have heard that this vaccine could kill a lot of people, that it's going to alter your DNA and chip you. Okay, they've heard these things, so this gets them to the site. Also, they know there's no pandemic. Our new sign for this week is going to be, and you can put your state in. We're going to put Illinois because we're in Chicago. IL period, which is Illinois, /media. COVID numbers are lies, ! COVID PCR test equals criminal fraud. www.vaccinehoax.com. Now, we do this on 8x4 feet pieces of cardboard. You can see these signs a half block. We have 9-inch letters.
You aren't missing that sign.
No, we're not screwing around. Okay, so when we say that, you know, people can see this, we're playing hardball. People see this message, okay, and they are going to the site by the thousands. It should be by the millions. And if it did get to the millions, these people would get worried about this because the cat's out of the bag, because we got the whole story on here about the vaccine, and also the entire New World Order agenda that, you know, we haven't seen the likes of. It hasn't been fully imposed on us, okay? People don't realize what this is leading to, okay? Okay? People should be very worried about this. Okay, these people are playing for keeps. They're going to change our world, and it's not going to be a nice place to live in. Okay, even for a guy like me that's 59 years old, my father died 3 years ago. Okay, at almost 80. Okay,
we got cut off. You were saying your father just passed away. Go ahead.
Like I said, I'm 59 years old. My father died 3 years ago. He was almost 89. So even a guy like myself who's pushing 60 years old, I have a possible 30 more years left on this earth. And see, people have to start thinking along these lines, okay? And this is a group of people that are able to do this, you know, the easiest, okay? A lot of people have jobs, they're nervous, they can't do it. I mean, let's face it, they're not going to be able to go out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? I'm self-employed, okay? But even people that... Even if you're in your 60s, our lifespan, you can go in your 80s. So what is this country going to be like if this agenda continues when you're in your 80s? Can you imagine what the country's going to be like in 30 years? We are going to be totally enslaved under international Jewry. Okay, everything that Alex Jones has been talking about, but he'll never name Jewry that's imposing this, is happening to us, and they're not even hiding it. They're telling us, okay, it's not going to be a pretty place. You're not going to enjoy your life. You're not going to want to live in this world that we're, you know, that this thing is taking us into, and that is, you know, all the motivation in the world to get out and fight this thing along the lines that we're, you know, that we're proposing and what we're doing here in Chicago, but needs to spread all over the nation. Okay, this thing has to be opposed in a big way, and we have a way to do it, a safe way for people to get out there to rally the masses, and that's the only thing that's going to stop this is a mass opposition around the country to this agenda. Okay, out on the streets, and this is what we're doing, will lead to saying, hey, we know what this is all about. This thing is a fraud. It's a hoax. We know what the vaccine is all about. We know what the agenda is all about. We know who is you know, behind this all, Jewry, which whenever the spotlight shines on them, they get nervous and they back down.
Right.
And that's exactly what needs to happen. And if you think about that, if folks out there think about that on the terms that I just described, that will get you motivated, okay? I mean, too many people are thinking, oh, well, you know, this is going to come to an end sooner or later. No, it's not going to come to an end. This is a long-term agenda. We're in the first 6 months of this. And if you think the first 6 months of this has been uncomfortable, and let's face it, it has been uncomfortable, but there's still been food in the stores. You have to just put a mask on and bow down, okay? A lot of people have been unemployed, but they've been printing up money and giving it to people. Okay, this is just the beginning of this thing, okay? Okay, this is not going to be a nice world to live in, and that's how you have to think about this in terms of how long am I going to live, you know, how long is my lifespan, and what, at the rate we're going, what is going to even be like in 10 years when
yeah.
you're, you know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
70,
well said.
Let alone if you live to 90. But, you know, a big part of this is to knock people off earlier. But, you know, if you're in your my age group, you know, even with this coming down, you're going to be here in 10 years. You're going to see this thing happen. And it's not going to be comfortable. You're not going to be happy with your life. You're not going to be happy living under this agenda. So someone has to get out there and do something about this and oppose them and rally the masses. And that's what vaccinehoax.com is all about. We have it structured. We have, if you go to the activism page, there's two types of activism. If you can't get out there and, you know, and protest with signs, you can just spread this site around to your email address book. Okay, maybe some of your friends will agree with what we have to say. At least you'll be informing them. And tell them to email our URL to their address book. Okay, so maybe even if they don't want to go out and protest, maybe some of their friends will go out and protest. Okay, the power of numbers, multi-level marketing. Okay, so that's if you can't go out with the signs. But if you can go out with the signs, we have our sample signs. You don't have to do exactly our signs. You can make your own up. Put our URL on this thing, okay? As you can see, if you go throughout the site, we're not raising any money. We're not selling anything. We're not accepting contributions, okay? No money is being made on this. This has been done at a very, very minimal cost to us, and we're doing this because we want to fight this agenda, because we don't want to live in this garbage world that these people are creating for us. And let's face it, it is garbage, and it's going to be a garbage lifestyle. Okay, so I want to increase the intensity. People have to start soul searching. Okay, this has been going on for 6 months. People need to get out there and do something, and we've got something out there for you to work from.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Tony. I really appreciate it, and I think you're doing good work. Keep it up. Stay safe, and we'll stay in touch. We'll see where we're at in the next couple months.
Okay, maybe we'll do an update later in a few months. We'll do an update podcast to see where this thing is going. Okay.
Sounds good, Tony. Okay, take care, man. I'll talk to you soon.